It's time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL, and here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Our corporate executive decided to take a vacation, so he booked himself on a Caribbean cruise and proceeded to have the time of his life. That is, until the ship sank. So he found himself on an island with no other people, no supplies, nothing, only bananas and coconuts.
Uh-huh.
After 4 months, he's lying on the beach one day when the most gorgeous woman he's ever seen rose up to the shore. In disbelief, he says, "Where do you come from? How did you get here?" She replies, "I rode from the other side of the island. I landed here when my cruise ship sank." "Amazing. You were really lucky to have a rowboat wash up with you." "Oh, this thing?" explains the woman. "I made the boat out of raw material I found on the island." "But where did you get the tools?" "Oh, that was no problem," replied the woman. "On the south side of the island, a very unusual stratum of alluvial rock is exposed. I found found it if I fired that to a certain temperature in my kiln. It melted into a ductile iron. I used that for tools and used the tools to make the hardware." The guy is stunned. "Let's row over to my place," she says. After a few minutes of rowing, she docks the boat at a small wharf. As the man looks to shore, he nearly falls off the boat. Before him is a stone walk leading to an exquisite bungalow painted in blue and white. As they walk to the house, she says casually, "Sit down, please. Would you like a drink?" "No, no, thank you," he blurts out, still dazed. "I can't have another drop of coconut juice." "It's not coconut juice," she says. "I have a still. How would you like a pina colada?" Trying to hide his continued amazement, the man accepts, and they sit down on her couch to talk. And after they've exchanged their stories, the woman announces, "I'm going to slip into something more comfortable. Would you like to take a shower and a shave? There's a razor upstairs in the bathroom cabinet."
I like where this is going.
No longer questioning anything, he goes up to the bathroom. "This woman is amazing," he muses. "What's next?" When he returns, she greets him wearing nothing but vines. She beckons for him to sit down next to her. "Tell me," she begins, "we've been out here for months. There's something I'm sure you really feel like doing right now. Something you've been longing for?" She stares into his eyes. He can't believe what he's hearing. Tears start to form in his eyes. "Don't tell me. You've built a golf course."